Will you pray with me, please? Loving God, we thank you. We thank you for the many blessings that you bring us, for the gift of anticipation as we prepare our hearts for the good news. Amen. So, I don't know if anyone else experienced this on Thursday, but suddenly, any store or any mailing list on which I had accidentally signed up, Thursday morning I got a message that said, come spend money, come donate here, buy this, like many of us, I'm looking at my phone before I'm even out of bed in the morning, and it's Thanksgiving morning, getting my spirit ready to come here and have a worship service, and it's like, buy me, all kinds of things, right? Yeah? This is definitely a consumerism kind of weekend. It's I definitely told myself that I was not going to participate in it, right? And I he's giving me a look. I'm going to get there. I'm not going to lie. Jeez. He's keeping me honest. So, I definitely was not going to participate in it, and I definitely was just going to delete all those emails without opening them, but then Michael's and then I had a 60% off coupon, and he knew that I was really didn't know what I was talking about when I said, I'm just going to run in and get one thing. And it's just going to take a minute. And an hour later, I texted my mom on my way home. So, so that's the reality as we kick off this season. Next week, we start Advent, the season that brings us to Christmas, the time of anticipation. We have this scripture that we heard today that is all about the struggle around us and our possessions. Now, this saying about the camel making its way through the eye of a needle, is that one that most people have heard of? It's in three of the four Gospels. It's a pretty familiar one. What have you heard about this passage? Has anyone ever heard the passage and then quickly heard someone justify it with and here's why Jesus didn't mean that? Anyone? So one very common interpretation is that there's a door. Have you heard about the door? Called the Eye of the Needle on the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And a camel could get through it, but it would take a lot of effort, right? Well, if you've been, I'm going to switch to the other mic. If you have been holding out hope about the camel and the eye of the needle being a door, I am sad to break the news to you that that door was built in the 16th century. So that is definitely not what Jesus was talking about. Sorry to keep giving stage direction. I just can't stay up there. Can't do it. All right. So that's not what it's about. And then there's some things around the translation, and maybe it was talking about a cable or a cord or a rope used for holding an anchor underwater and all of these things. The reality is that this metaphor, perhaps it doesn't matter. It's hyperbole. Hyperbole, it's an exaggeration told for the purpose of making a point. Jesus is saying that it is hard work for someone who has resources to make it into this kingdom, or as we often say, kingdom of God. Now, does this mean that being financially well off means that a person is doomed for all of eternity? Of course not. But it is a call for us to look into our lives and look at where our our values are, what matters most to us. Because our possessions can become like idols to us. So this story is told in as I said, in three of the four Gospels. And in this Gospel, the man is not identified as a ruler, or as he is in Luke, or as young as he is in Mark or in Matthew, but he's just said as a man, and not necessarily a wealthy man, but we know that he is someone who has a lot of possessions. He has a lot of stuff. He's made lots of trips to Michael's, right? Because, like, you really need these supplies for this thing that you may or may not ever finish, right? This passage resonates with me so much, not because I fear for my spiritual eternal destination, but because I can relate to this idea of being beholden to my things. Anyone else? You know, it's hard to remember that those material things aren't what matter the most. And it's not that wealth makes us bad, but that having lots of things makes us bad. It's not that clutter makes us bad. It's our perception of abundance and the necessity of abundance. And what is it that we crave when we seek abundance in our lives? Do we need one more thing? Yeah, maybe we do need one more thing. But that one more thing isn't what makes us, isn't what ties us to God, lets us know that we are loved. The importance is on how we live together in community. I've been thinking a lot about the wildfires in California. And as Floridians, we have a lot of empathy for the wildfires because we have hurricanes. And without going down a political or dangerous territory here around climate change, I'm just going to say Earth is getting warmer. You know? It doesn't matter if you... what the government says, like, you can believe it or not, it's happening. Weather is changing. Now, I believe it's man-made and person-made. It's not just us men. It's all the people. But I believe that it is, but if you don't, that is okay. The reality is that things are shifting and changing, and it's getting a little bit more dangerous to exist on this planet. And I remember when Irma was coming and we were preparing our home and deciding what we were going to do and decided that the best thing to do was as for able-bodied people to stay here for Irma. And we could have taken our valuables and left, and a lot of people did, and there was absolutely nothing wrong with that decision. Each individual person has to make their own decision in these circumstances. What we decided was best for teaching our teenage children was, here's what we do, here's what solidarity looks like, here's what community looks like, and we have, you know, a relatively sturdy home, and we'll still be here after the storm, and people will need us. The possessions mattered less than the community. And I look at the wildfires, and I read this beautiful story of a couple who had lost everything in the last round of wildfires and were giving advice and standing in solidarity with those who lost things in these wildfires. These two women and their small child giving hope, saying, "You survived this. We survived and we have each other. You survived, and that's what matters." So what is the point of this story about the treasures that we have here on earth and what and our place in the kingdom? First of all, this isn't about again and again,
we talk about these passages in Scripture that are about the kingdom, and it's not always about something that is after this life is over. This is about creating the community of love and compassion and hope here, right now, here. And it is hard when we are stuck in consumerism. And remember, this comes from somebody who just couldn't make it through the Black Friday weekend, because, you know, it's really Saturday too, without going to a store, because I had a coupon, and it was exciting. So I'm talking about all of us, and what we get distracted by, and where we forget to put our hope and our love and our energy. How do we prepare our hearts for the true good news? The good news is not found in things. And I'm not telling you, don't celebrate Christmas. I'm not telling you, don't go buy things. But in our celebration and in our buying, as we're looking for just the right thing to tell the people in our lives that they matter, let's find some ways to share good news with each other beyond the things that we buy. Sharing the good news that we truly love each other. What are our earthly treasures as we're making our Christmas lists and deciding what it is we truly want? What do we really want? Peace, connection, love, belonging, hope. We want to feel like we matter in this world. And when we get to that place of truly knowing that we matter to each other, then when the next fire comes along or the next hurricane or the next big thing that scares us, that damages our property, we know that the love that we have for each other is what will get us through it. And our commitment to hold each other, to protect each other, to give each other a place to land when everything feels out of control. That is how we discover and live into the kingdom of God. The psalm that we heard this morning tells us, fill us every morning with your faithful love, O God. That is where we find our treasures. So here we are entering the season of anticipation, and things get a little brutal. Traffic gets a little worse. People are mean in the stores. Mean, mean, mean. And guess what we get to do? We don't get to be mean right back at them. I heard you all the way up here. We get to show God's love. What a blessing that is. Getting to bring God's kingdom right here onto this planet in this moment, not some future destination, but God's love here for us right now. Amen.